If you pull out your bulletin, because I'd like for you to follow along. We have all kinds of lights in our world today. We have LED, we have fluorescent, we have incandescent, we have, you know, all kinds of light. Gwen and I had the opportunity at Oklahoma State University in the design department. They have a room that has basically little stalls or cubicles, and all of them have different lighting capabilities with different color patterns. And it was amazing what happens when you take the same kind of light source, but you have different colors, and what happens to those colors with that different light. Well, if you think about it, you and I who are alive in Christ, we have the same light. But we're different, aren't we? And I think that's God's design. You know, not only does the Bible remind us how fearfully and wonderfully we are made, or how he formed us in the innermost parts of our mother's womb, and he knew all about us before we were born, I think the fact that the way we shine, it's not necessarily cookie cutter. In other words, we're all not the same pattern. And if you think about it, there's a good reason for that. Because the settings in which we walk and live and have our being, the places we go and travel, it's not all the same for each one of us. We do not live in the same house. We do not sit in the same classroom. We do not all work in the same office or in the same plant. And around us is not the same people everywhere we go. And so God's design to let his light shine in us, it impacts the world in many different ways. And the gospel sums it up is the purpose of that shining, and it's there in John, and you heard that verse, you know, it talks about, so let your light shine, right? So that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's the purpose of shining. But since it's not cookie cutter and it's not identical, sometimes we struggle. How am I supposed to shine? You know? Well, you know, like that plaque says, if all else fails, read directions. Today you get a little bit of the instructions. In what ways might you shine? Look at the Old Testament reading. And I'm going to highlight these for you very quickly. In the context of humanity, how many different ways do we show darkness? How do we show our sin? Because there's sort of a list in here about that. How do we show our sin? And it's the way we treat others, the way we manipulate, the way we become users. And in that sense, we try to make people our slaves. And showing the light of Christ, even, excuse me, our faith in Christ, even before Christ was born, our faith in the Father. You know, it was about how we show love, care, and compassion, and how we help one another. And that's part of that list in the Old Testament reading in Isaiah. It's about how we set the slaves free instead of holding them hostage and continue to abuse them monetarily or physically or psychologically. We hold people to get what we want, and that's selfish. And the selfishness is of our sinful nature. In contrast to that, the prophet reminds us by the power of God giving him this word that there is a different way. And if you'll see that list, look at, let's see, verse 7. It says, the prophet, and it's God's voice, it says, is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, you cover him. and to not hide yourself from your own flesh. What that means is to not deny family, neighbors, and community your help. When you see somebody in need, you know how we, today, and I have one, an automatic garage door opener, right? And so I push the button on the garage wall, I get in my car, I drive out, we push the remote, the door closes, and we leave. And when I come home after church today, we'll push the button, we'll drive in, and close the door behind us. I don't have to talk to a neighbor at all. Do you understand how, in a sense, we can close ourselves off? We can shut down as if we don't have time, we don't have energy, and we don't have care and compassion. And in our world today, a lot of that is missing, isn't it? To care, to be compassionate, to be giving, to help with, and we gather food here. We don't have a clothing bank, so we're not gathering clothes, but there are ways that you can take clothes, you know, to Goodwill and other places in our community. You know, there are ways in which you can, instead of just throwing stuff out, it can be repurposed. And the people that don't have a coat, get one. And the people that don't have shoes, or theirs is worn out, get a set, a pair. You know, and on that list goes. And it's out of the generosity of our heart. And to help give them a message that this is part of our mission on the food, Anita will take and she puts our church name, you know, on there. You know, Grace Lutheran Church. And it tells people this comes from other Christians in the community. And we do care. When you look at the second reading of today, Paul is reminding that, you know, if we were selfish, self-centered, and egotistical, then we don't talk and preach and share the gospel. We want to share lofty ideas and grandiose words and sound smart and smooth and all of that. You know, we want pizzazz and charisma and new kind of thinking. But all that does is continue the darkness. The darkness of ignorance and unbelief. But instead, Paul talked about how he brought the gospel. He didn't choose the eloquent words. He chose the powerful words. And he talks about how the gospel, the news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is about the power of God. And has the power to change lives. It changes hearts. It changes minds. You have been changed by that same word and that same power. And so in the gospel reading for this morning, when Jesus talks about the difference between being superficially religious, like the Pharisees or the Sadducees, as they are stereotyped, some became believers, but not all. And then, you know, the people that didn't care at all about the Lord and didn't believe, Jesus says, let your light shine. And it confuses them when your light shines. Because when we don't act like the ways of the world, when we act differently, not because we're better, but because Christ has made us alive and empowers us to do that. Not that we're superior, for we're sinful by nature. You know, the old saying from George Washington, he chopped down the cherry tree and he says, I cannot tell a lie. You know, you see, I'm different. I can. But I choose not to. The believer knows the difference. And by the power of God's grace, we make a different choice. We're not better. We can lie. But by the power of God, we choose not to. And so we love. And we talk to people who are different. And we care. And we help out. Have you ever helped somebody and they say, oh, you don't have to do that? And you go, I know, but I get to do this. And this is what it means to shine in a world of darkness. And we're all powered by the same sun. And we're all given new life in Christ by the same cross and empty tomb. We're all given passions in our heart that can be godly and bringing praise to his name. And so it's not cookie cutter. One might choose to volunteer in a soup kitchen. Another finds ways to work in the local community garden. Another one says, I don't have a green thumb and I can't cook worth beans, but I can. And we all find ways. We all find the purpose that God has made us. And we work to and serve to accomplish that. When we live day in and day out simply to survive, then it's not surprising we don't have any joy. But when we realize that God has placed us here for a purpose, when God has brought people around us to be reached, when God has given us a voice and a gift and an ability of some kind, some way that may serve him, then his light shines and it comes out. And people will recognize, because there's enough unbelief around us, they know that one. The question is, how many Christians are really shining today? I think we have started to blend in with the other dimlets. Notice I didn't say dimwits. Okay? People have the light of Christ, but their batteries are being drained by the things of this world. Worship and prayer and Bible study and fellowship is all the work of the Son, in which he recharges us, renews us. In the sacrament, he strengthens us and restores us, all for his purpose. When you come to communion today, if you so choose, you know, recognize he's giving you the light of Christ so that you may shine to his glory. And this week, think about that. How might you shine? You may have a coworker that's really struggling. Just give them an encouraging word. Tell them I'll pray for you and ask them if they want you to pray with them. You don't have to preach. You don't have to lecture. You don't have to say, do you know why you're this way? It's sin. You know. No. Just tell them about your Lord and how he has made all the difference for you and the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen.